Thank you. Supervisor Bibby.
And I agree with John on those comments, and they are definitely the stewards and the welcoming committee for Mariposa. Many people have moved here just based on their experience, and so it is so important that those experiences are a positive. I do want to encourage individuals, if you go online, you can find out anything and everything you want to know about TOT, but the California State Comptroller's Office actually puts out a manual. It's a county tax collector's reference manual, chapter 13,000, and it's just has to do with transient occupancy tax. So you can get that online, and it'll tell you everything that applies to transient occupancy tax, because I think there's still some confusion out there, and you know, if you tell five people the same story, by the time they tell five others, it kind of gets distorted. And so reading the comments section on websites and things that we're getting over the internet, I think people are confused, because it's about the comments that I'm reading are the board's going to do this, the board is taxing the citizens, and that's not the case. I think it needs to be clarified, and I would encourage people, if they have distrust of the Board of Supervisors, like Supervisor Jones mentioned, that go online and read that manual. And I think what will become apparent is that the board can't impose this. This would be a vote of the people, the resident registered voters of Mariposa County would be voting for it, and just like it was voted one time before. So all it would be is providing an opportunity for the public to be able to weigh in on it. So I hope people will take the time and look at the background information, because that was one of the things that we said, if nothing else is done, it would definitely provide the background and the history, and people would become more aware of what TOT is, who pays it, and how that is implemented.